Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Chaf Beis, mitzvah 522, the Isser of Hasagas Gevul. Hasagas Gevul. So we have to talk about what this mitzvah means literally and how it has come to mean something else in our day and age. This is, by the way, the 10th to last mitzvah number 32 in Parsha Shoftim, 32 out of 41. And we are now entering other types of mitzvahs, as we will see over the next coming next couple of days. So the Isra of Hasagas Gevul says the Torah right here, Shishi in Shoftim, Lo Sasig Gevul Re'acha, Asher Gavlu Rishonim. Do not change the borders of your friend that the earlier generations have set out. B'nachalascha Asher Tenchal, in the Nachla that you were given, Ba'aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lecha L'Rishta, in the land that you were given to inherit. That is the pasuk of Hasagas Gevul. The simple interpretation of the pasuk, and that is what the Ramban says on this pasuk, is in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and the Shvatim each received different borders and different amounts, so you're not allowed to change those. Says the Ramban, Lo Sasig Gevul Re'acha Azhara, Shelo Yishane Tchum HaChaluka, Shechalku HaNesiim Es Ha'aris L'Shvatim O Li'achim Mehem. You can't change borders of the Shvatim's Chalukah. Al Kein Amar, and that's what it means. Asher Gavlu Rishonim. Heim Elazar HaKohen V'Yoshua Ben Nun. Nusiyem Matos. Rishonim here doesn't mean the people who were just in the previous generation. It means all the way back. Yoshua Ben Nun. V'lachach Hizkir B'nachalascha Asher Tenchal. That's what it is. In the Nachla that you will get. V'tama Mitzvah Zos. And what's the reason for... Well, we'll get to the time when we get up to the Shrashim. But that is the Pashtus of the Pasuk. But the expanded understanding that Chazal have is any type of switching of borders without the other person being aware of it, that is an Isra of Hasagas Gevul. The changing, literally, the moving back of the border. Rashi quotes on the pasuk, Lashon nasogu achor. Moving backwards, Shemachzir siman chalukas akarka l'achor. We move the siman of the border of the land back, L'toch stei chaveiro, into my friend's field, L'man harchivet shalo, in order to expand my field. Right, when he's not looking, I move the fence. Now it says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'ho Inyan, Shehu, Shelo Nishane, Gvul, Sheyia Beineinu Uveinzu Laseinu. We cannot allow to switch the Gvul, Ad, Sheyisakein L'Meshaker, Sheyomer Sheeretzu Lasui Shelo. Right, it's a form of stealing. V'cheinim Shina Simone Gvul V'kavim B'to Karka Shachaveiro. V'yomer Shelo Shinu V'akargu Shelo. No matter what type of switching you do, that is an Isra of Losasik Gvul Re'acha. And what did it say in the Sifri? Rashi quotes this also, Losasik Gvul, V'arikvalokfar Ne'amar Losik Zol, U'mata Balomar Losasig. What does Bal Tasig add? Malameit Shekala Oker Tchumo Shel Chaveiro Over B'Shei Lavin. Anyone who uproots the Tchum of the friend, then it's two Isurim. There's the Isra of Bal Tasig, and the Isra of Gzela. Yachal af b'chutz la'aretz. You might think even in chutz la'aretz, both of these Isurim apply. Tamalor b'nachalascha asher tinchal. The ultimate av, so to speak, of this Avera is only in Eretz Yisrael. Gzela is everywhere. If you do have a case of moving a border in chutz la'aretz, though, that's only going to violate Gzela. That's not going to violate Hasagas Gevul. That's specifically for Eretz Yisrael. Be'eretz Yisrael over b'shnei lavin, b'chutz la'aretz over b'lav echad. Nimsa ha'inyin kein. Therefore, sums up the chinuch. Ha'masig gevul. Afilu mali etzva. Even a tiny finger's width. Im b'chazaka asa. If you do it b'chazaka, meaning you do it on purpose in front of the person and you use force, Avra lo sigzo, because he knows about it. Vim beseser, if you do it without his knowing, over lo signo. Vizeye b'chutz la'aretz, uba eret yisrael, over b'shnei lavin, you also get the iser of lo sasig gvul re'acha. What's the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael in this regard? Gzeil is everywhere. What about Hasagas Gevul? So the Torah Tamima suggests v'atam nira hadavar nira pashut mishum de be'eretz Yisrael kol ma sheyesh la'adam hu shelo behechlet l'doros u'ledore doros. The only kfias that a Jew has on this earth, connection to the earth, is in Eretz Yisrael. In every other land, in Galus, it is Galus. And therefore, that's not the eternal place, that's not the homeland of the Jewish people, that will not stay forever. So is it really yours? Is anything really ours in Chutz La'aretz? No. Even in Eretz Yisrael, nothing's really ours, but Hashem could give us an eternal lending to us. Masha'enkin b'chutz la'aretz, b'galus bein ha'umos, ein li'Yisrael z'chus muchlat b'karka. V'lachein, i'efcha l'chanos zeh, b'shem ha'sagas gvul muchlat mamish. You can't say, oh, you put yours onto mine, because it's neither of ours. Nothing is kavua in chutz la'aretz. V'nechshav rak kemetaltelin, sh'over malo sigzo. Everything has a status of metaltelin in chutz la'aretz. And that's why it's only lo sigzal, only in Eretz Yisrael, where there is a kfius of connection between the Jew and his land, ha'am v'ha'aretz, so only there we have the isser of hasagas gvo. Even though both of them are violated, the Menachas Chinuch has a fascinating suggestion where he says maybe there's a nafkamina between these two. We know the isser, the full isser d'araisa of lo sigzal and lo signov is violated only when one steals a shava pruta. If one steals less than a shava pruta, worth, value, so then maybe it's isser chatzi shir, but the real isser is only shava pruta. Is that the same for hasagas gvul? Suggest the Menachas Chinuch in Oz Gimel. V'lechore ef shalomar. Nehid alav delo sigzol eina over b'pakal b'shava pruta. Ki kach halacha moshe b'sinai. That's shiurim. Achlav zed. Gzeres ha-kosuvu b'eretz Yisrael dafka. This is only in Eretz Yisrael. Efshar, even less than a shava pruta. If it's about messing up the borders of shvatim, so then maybe even less than that. It doesn't have to be a shava pruta. It's not about how much money I took. It's about the changing of the borders. He loves a lo havi davar shebe mamon. The gzeras hakasavu dehu be'eretz Yisrael dafka. So that's what he suggests, but he says at the end that he does not see the Rambam giving any indication that there is any difference between them. So he has the suggestion, but he does not continue with it. Continuing, shorish hamitzvah b'chol inyan gezel yaduahu. All gezel I've already explained. Ki hu davar sha haseichel meyid alav v'toeles hakoli. Everybody realizes gezel. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, but this application might not be one of the Sheva Mitzvos in terms of a non-Jew being obligated in this Isser. The Ramban on the Pasuk, getting back to the Ramban, notes another idea, Hashkafa, behind this Isser. This Isser, if somebody violates Hasagas Gvul, moving the borders in Eretz Yisrael, it reflects what all Gezel reflects, but he says it here, it reflects that I don't think that I got an appropriate portion. I think that they made a mistake. I think Yoshua and Eliezer and the Urim Tumim, I think they were wrong. That's what it reflects. V'tama mitzvah zo, says the Ramban. Shelo yachshav adam lomar. A person should not think to say, ein chelki asher natnu li shaveh, kmo chelek chaveri. Ki toach okim, I want that chelek. O she yotzi belibo laz al hagoralos. Or somebody will be motzi laz on the gorals, I didn't get what I'm what's matim me and what I should get. V'lo yizeh be'ein of gezel klal. And it won't be gezel to him, because like, what do you mean? I have a bigger family, I have this need, and I need to have a larger, and I need to move the borders. And it wouldn't think of it as gezel. That's where the Torah comes along and says, no. Al-kein tziva bekan shelo yachlok adam ala chaluka hahi. Don't be cholik on the chaluka. V'lo yishana agvul in klal, lo beseser, v'lo begalui. And that's the mitzvah that was said earlier in the Bamidbar, al pi agorol te cholik nachalaso, bein rav la'mat, elish moton ha-shem v'shem yinchalu lachem. This is the message of Hasagas Gvul. Don't think that the earlier ones who split this up, you know, made any type of mistake. The Sefer HaChinuch continues and says, V'noheg b'chol makum v'chol zman. This mitzvah applies in every place. The Menachas Chinuch points out that should be a mistake, because it's not. We just said only in Eretz Yisrael. U'b'chol zman, v'zachar v'men akevas, men and women. If somebody violates this Isser, they get an Avera, but ain loket alav, there's no malchus, because it's a lav anitel tashlumin, meaning it's a lav that you could pay for, or you could just move the border back, and therefore, ain loket alav. So this is the original context where the Isser applies, lo lahasig gvul. But as we know, bizman hazeh, hasagas gvul has taken on another character. And it has come to mean that if somebody opens up a business very close to another person's business, or somehow has some type of competition that is unfair, that is against quote-unquote halacha, which halacha? Hasagas gvul. So hasagas gvul, what do you mean? That's just moving the borders. So it has been expanded to mean what the Gemara says in Meseches Makos. The Gemara says on Daf Chav Dalam and Aleph, Shelo yered l'umnes chavero. A person doesn't have the right to go down into the umnes of their friend to take away their friend's business. And this has to do with opening stores next to each other or opening any type of service next to my friends if I am going to cause them a monetary loss. So where does that come from? This pasuk just says, Shalom asik gvul, the borders. So it starts off with another pasuk. There's a pasuk later on in Sefer Dvarim, in Perach of Zion, pasuk Yud Zion, in all the Arurs. We have Arur Ha'ish that makes the Pesel Masecha, Arur Maklav of Imo. And then we have Yud Zion. Arur Masig Gvul Re'ehu. Masig Gvul Re'ehu. So Rashi says on that pasuk, this is just parallel to our pasuk, Machziro La'acharav, V'goniv Esakarka, Lashon V'husag Achor. Same exact thing he said on our pasuk. But a number of Mefarshim point out, those Arurs are more encompassing. Those are meant to be categories and not just specific isurim. They're not counted as los ases. Those are arur. So arur masig v'ra'eu, that already is more inclusive. The Maharshal already points this out in the Tshuva. In the Tshuva's Maharshal Simin Peites, discussing a case which we would call a type of Hasagas Gvul. Somebody is collecting taxes, then somebody else wants to collect the taxes. So he says that might be an issue of Hasagas Gvul, and he says, Rabim Tamuol Davarze. Halo halav lo tasek vol ayri begozel tchumo uba be'eretz Yisrael v'over afalo sigzol. What does that have to do with us? Lo hasagas gvul elanira be'enai, says the marshal, shekachu mekubal me'rabosav da'arur masik vol re'eyu. The other pasuk bala harbos hasagas gvul shel masa umatan. This other pasuk of arur masik vol re'eyu is coming to include in the isra of hasagas gvul any type of encroachment on my friend's business, not just moving the borders, but any type of encroachment. V'domelaze, similar to what it says, she'esas eshes chamav, hu bechal arushochevim chosatu. The father-in-law's wife is included in mother-in-law. What do you mean? It's too different. It might not be the same person. It's included. V'av she'ena Torah lios nidon ba mishum chamoso. It's not mamish. Hachanami. Av she'ena Torah lios masik gvol mamish. It's not literally asagas gvol. Mikol makom marbinon le'isser me'orur masig gvul mamish. So it is included, and that is where we get to include more cases than appear on the surface. The Sefer Chasidim even has a case in Os Tav Kuf Pei Vav that he recommends that a person should not print svarim anonymously. Because the second that svarim are printed anonymously, somebody could, like the Gemara calls, wear an itzdala she'ena shalahem, put on a coat that's not theirs, and they could take the credit. Now, again, it's obviously violating the Mishnah of Omer, Dabar, Shem, Omer, maybe Gulu, Olam, but if it's anonymous, then you can't do that. You can't do that. That's why, right, it would be an Isra of Asagas Gvul, says the Sefer Chasidim, quoting a Sifri, that stealing Torah thoughts, putting my name on it, would be an Isra of Hasagas Gvul. That's the Sefer Chasidim. But the most common context where this is found in our day and age is business context. And it starts with the Gemara in Masechet Bava Basra. The Gemara says, on the Chaf Aleph Amebeis, Amar Rav Huna, Hai Bar Mavoa, De Uki Rechaya. There's somebody in an alleyway that has a certain mill, and he performs a certain service for others. Va'aser Bar Mavoa Chavre, V'kamoki Gabe. And then another person in the Mavui comes and sets up shop right in front of him. Says the Gemara, Dina Hu De Ma'aki Vilave. He can prevent him from doing that. De Amalei Kapasakteli L'chiyusai. Right, you are ruining my livelihood. The Ritva says, the Lashon of Ani Mahapech Macharara. It's like somebody already has a certain level of bailus to this service, and therefore, you cannot do that to me. Then the Gemara says, Lemem Masayili, let's try to prove Rav Huna. Rav Huna's case in the Mavli with the mills. So the Gemara talks about a case of nets, Marchikim, Mitzulas Hadog, Menadog, Hamal, Kimali, Ritzas Hadog. If somebody has a net set up already to catch fish, then another fisherman cannot set up a net very close by. And he has to go ad parsa. Why? So Pasha's the same thing. Just like the mill, so too the nets. The Gemara answers, Lav Dafka. Why? Shiny Dugim, the Yavi Sierra. Fish are different. Fish, you know, are always swimming around here. So it's as if the fish are already caught in the nets. Rashi says, Batuachu Sheyil Kadenu. The Havali Kamanda Mataliyade. The Nimsa Chavira Maziko. But here by the mills, it's Lav Dafka that people are going to come, and it's like fish that are on their way already. Misha ba'etz liyavo, misha ba'etz lachayavo. Fish don't have brains, but here, whoever wants to go to you will go to you, whoever wants to go to me will go to me. So don't compare the cases between the nuts and between the fish and the mills. Then the Gemara quotes a case, what about having to do with nuts? The Mishnah says that the Gemara quotes in Baba Metzia, a person is a storekeeper allowed to give out nuts and candies to children in front of his store to try to lure them in. So the Tanakhama says no, and the Chacham says yes. Chacham says yes. Why? Because this is appropriate competition and appropriate measures that one is allowed to take. Again, the issue here is what is appropriate competition and what is overstepping the line in terms of what is acceptable in halacha, besides what is acceptable in legal practice. But this is all quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Semin Kuf Nun Vav. And the question is how to apply all of these principles and the discussions in the Rishonim and the Achronim to our case. That is the Shaila. So Ramosha Feinstein has a number of shuvas related to this. Ramosha in Choshe Mishpan Chelik Aleph, Simulam Aches, deals with a case where there was a shul This is from 1948. During Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he wrote this tshuva. There was a shul, and people left the shul. People left the shul, as it's clear in the tshuva. They left the shul because the rabbi, number one, they didn't like the nusach and the nigudim of the shul. And the heimeshivu ki lo haya efshar lahem lehispalel b'beis haknesa shal rav zeh mitzad shinuyim benusach ubenigun atfila asher hu bilbul gadol hamispalim shel hergelu b'zeh. And number two, he says the rabbi always scares them and screams at them and curses them and embarrasses them. And there were even some that got into a screaming match with the rabbi. So they all left. So we had a right to leave. And the rabbi says, no, it was only two times. And one time I was just defending my own Kavodat Torah. And what they do, they went to open up a break-off in the same area. And many, many people left the shul. And now this Rav, the first Rav, can't pay his bills and can't pay the mortgage. And to sell it, you know, nobody's going to want to buy it because they have this other shul that was started in the neighborhood. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in that shuva, again, this is not to apply, every case is different, but in this case, he said, the people did not have a right to start another shul so close by. By Nochalani as Daiti said, Rav Moshe, you want to leave the shul? Leave the shul. It's a free country. But to start another shul very close by where there aren't enough people to pay for the, you know, bills. So he said, that you're not allowed to do? Not allowed to do. The HBZ is Harar Vyori Lumnas Khaveiro. The Kalshakain, Hacha Shamiastik Pesaknesahir, Eno Laharvacha. They're not doing it, the other people aren't doing it for to make a profit, but they're just doing it because they don't like the nigunim, the chulu. Says Moshe, I don't accept that. Everybody has sidurim today, there's not so much of a bilbo, and they've been davening with this rabbi for 3 years, they already know the tunes, and the taina that he scared them, or was mafchid them, he says, that might show certain problems with this rav, but that's not a reason to cause him to lose his livelihood. And then he quotes, he says, and the screaming match that they got into, and he said the rabbi called the people names, the name that the rabbi called them was Communist Goy. The Gamlash Communist Goy, says Ramosha, the Gemara says if you call your friend a Russia, so then you are have certain rights. But he says, Communist Goy, obviously that's just a zilzel. If a Jew calls a fellow Jew a Goy, that's just a zilzel. He's not really saying it in terms of, you know, labeling you. A Russia has a halachic connotation of not fulfilling mitzvahs. But he says, Gamlash Communist Goyim, Sha'omrim, Sha'omer, Picasso, Mistavar Sheinukukori Russia, Mishum da Communistim, who shame lo ala rishus, ela ala party. Vahar be Risham ba'olam, Sheinim Communistim. 1948. That he meant he's acting like it. So says Moshe, he is noted to decide with the rabbi. In this case, it does not say, do they have to make it up? Do they have to pay for bills? But either way, you see the tone of the tshuva. One has to be very careful in terms of all these cases. Moshe has another couple of tshuvas. If you look in Chelek Beis of Choshen Mishpat in Simin Mem, he has three little tshuvas. He has one case, are you allowed to do asagas to prevent asagas gvul? There's a shul that wants to expand, but when they expand, they have to go daven somewhere else, and they're worried that a different shul is going to come in the middle. Is there a way to try to prevent that? Or there's another case where there was a certain shochtim, a certain type of hashgacha that was given to certain shochtim, and other hashgacha that are trying to, you know, move their way in. Again, this is all very lemaisa cases, but the poskim, the gedolei poskim, have to relate and apply the rishonim and the achronim, which don't so much in the rishonim. There's not so much there relating hasagas gvul to our type of hasagas gvul, but on those that gemara bava basra, that's where it would start. There are a number of cases where everybody agrees that hasagas gvul is not a problem, and that is the Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat in Kuf Nun Vav, if the person coming in and starting a new store has better merchandise, has better quality merchandise. So that's not a sagas gvul. That's bringing in a new product. And that's good competition. The Aruch HaShulchan there also says, what if it's a better price? Not a better merchandise, but a better price. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting chiluk. He says, if the first person is price gouging, and then the second person coming has a fair price, that's mutter. But what if the first person has a regular price and he can't do it for anything less because he has to cover his expenses, and the next person tries to undercut, so then that could be more of a problem. That is number one. Number two, there is another type of case that in terms of Torah, the Gemara says about Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, Kinaso from Tabra Chachma, in terms of Talmud Torah, giving more Shiurim, so there also, would not be any problem in general of Hasagas Gvul. This only means the Talmud Torah per se. It doesn't have to do with other issues that have to do with Yahdus. Again, very lamaise in terms of opening up. If you're in a town that has one school and they want to open up a new school, is there issues of Asagas Gvul? So that has to be brought to an authoritative posek. There is also a discussion of the poskim. If there is a type of business that, let's say, Bizman Azeh, is not limited to local. It's on the internet. They do a lot of business on the web. So in Lechor, there's no Asagas Gvul there either, because most business is not just limited to here. It's everywhere. And therefore, there is no taina of Hasagas Gvul in that case. But again, remember, all of this is a secondary part of our mitzvah. The real Isser is Hasagas Gvul, moving a border in land in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.